Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Time to go inside the Hollywood Hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
Shark.
Gina J, good afternoon. It is Monday. It is Dirty Laundry time. What is going on out there?
So Idris Elba is the latest celebrity to test positive for coronavirus.
Yeah, he said he had no symptoms.
Yeah.
So it's kind of strange that he was tested, but he is carrying the virus.
Well, he said he got tested because someone that he was with was...
Exposed.
He was exposed to it. So he said, yeah, let me just take the test, and yep, he's got coronavirus.
You got it.
So he has quarantined himself. Now, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, they've left the hospital today.
Good.
And they've returned home, so they're resting in Australia. Well, not their home here, but in Australia. Now, some celebrities are playing it cool, but now you've got Heidi Klum. I don't know if you saw her and her husband. They've been tested for coronavirus because they're both really sick, but her husband was just seen out going to the supermarket.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's like, hello. He's got a mask on and gloves, but send somebody else.
Can I just say something? They have a ton of money.
I know.
Can't they get somebody like, all right, here you go. Here's some money. Go take care of this for
exactly.
You. Just put the groceries outside our house and we'll bring them in.
Dude, I did that this weekend with Big Y. That's what I did.
Big Y took care of you, Gina
they
Jane.
Did.
You loved it, by the way.
Yes, because I'm on my crutches. I'm not going to the grocery store like this. Then you got 50 Cent, who was at a strip club in New York City over the weekend. And then Kid Rock's a Nashville like restaurant bar. Even though he's been told to shut down, he's refusing. I was like, come on.
Yeah, you know what? It's the honky-tonk. A steakhouse.
Yeah.
It's Kid Rock's big ass honky tonk steakhouse. And the mayor of Nashville, John Cosper, asked him to shut it down, asked all the bars and restaurants to shut down. He's refusing.
Yeah, that's not right. So, some other news besides coronavirus. We've got Harvey Weinstein was discharged from Bellevue Hospital today, and he back in Rikers Island prison.
You know, when he gets discharged from the hospital, he's going back to his permanent home.
Yep.
Which will be for the rest of his life. So,
good luck with that.
Get used to it, Harvey.
Yep. So, Kaylee Cuoco, we know that she got married 2 years ago, and her husband were living apart. Well, they moved in together this weekend, finally.
Well, how's that going to work out? Now, this could be the worst time to do that.
But can you imagine getting married and you wait 2 years before you move in together? It's like...
What's the point? Why get married? Why not postpone the wedding for 2 years?
It's like Gwyneth Paltrow. It's like that kind of issue. So, The Bachelor, stars like Tyler Cameron. I was very upset to see this over the weekend. And Hannah B., he picked her up at the airport over the weekend. So,
yeah, Palm Beach Airport. Where are they going?
I don't know. And they were hanging out before that, too. So maybe they're going to start dating again. I hope not.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
I guess. So Britney Spears doesn't want to work anymore out of the resentment for her dad, now they're saying.
She's tired of the conservatorship. $10,000 a month goes to her dad to oversee her finances, and I think she's had just about enough.
She has. Is that going to be it for Britney Spears? Oh, boy. That's not good.
38 years old, maybe she's calling it a day.
I'm sure
she's got plenty of money to...
Yeah, thanks to her dad for taking over the conservatorship and helping her out.
Can you imagine if she was left alone?
No.
Holy smokes.
No.
It would be like MC Hammer. It would be another MC Hammer situation.
Well, didn't he have like a gold toilet? I remember that gold toilet.
Yeah, he had it all.
Yeah.
He had it all.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. You know what? Here's the thing. Have a nice house and then rent, go on vacation, rent houses. Or, if you have a second house... Maybe you only need 2 cars for each house. You don't need 12 cars in each house.
Kylie Jenner, are you listening to us?
Oh, my God. Jeez, how much do you need?
Some people are
greedy. I guess when you have that kind of Yeah, when you have that kind of money floating around, I guess you lose track of all sorts of reality. So, you know, good for her. Hopefully she's got plenty of money, and I guess she's going to chill out for a while. And